And I went to bed several nights just crying. I mean, just because my heart hurts so much. And one night I just got up and I go in my study and I'm just weeping and I'm praying for my daughter because I hadn't done anything. And if there was something I had done, I would come and apologize. But to have not done anything and her completely shut me out of her life. And now all she wants is just what I can do for her, but doesn't want relationship anymore. And I'm sitting there praying through that at about 2 o'clock in the morning. And God says, Jack, this is just like you. As long as I'm doing everything you want me to do on your timetable, you're just right there and you're right there with me and life is wonderful and you just love spending time with me and talking to me. But soon as life doesn't go the way you want, you try to do it all yourself and fix everything by yourself. And you can't even crawl up in my lap and cast all your cares upon me. And you live with all this anxiety. And I suddenly realized what it meant to grieve the Holy Spirit. That there's nothing a father likes more than for his little girl to come crawl up in his arms and for that comfort and that affirmation to wash all the fears and anxiety away from her during the turmoil she's going through. But now she can't even come to me, knowing the greatest need she has is just to sit in her daddy's arms and just cry. Just like this week, when everything's going wrong in her life this week, for her to just come and sit in our arms and say, I'm the most blessed girl on the earth to have a home that so comforts me and covers me and protects me. How did I ever live before I had this place? I see at 17, she didn't have that place. I was there for her, but you can live in a home of love and choose not to receive it. That next morning, I'm driving to school, taking my daughter, and she says, Dad, you look terrible. What's the matter? And I went, well, I've been up all night. And you and Dad, Mom having problems? And I said, no. I'm so concerned with you that you won't let me speak into your life. You won't help me help you. And her hand was just shaking like that. And I said, look at your hand. Hold your hand out. I want to look at it shake. You're so overwhelmed with fear, anxiety and torment just to know that you've got to go back into such a bad school situation and you have no rest and you have no comfort. By then, she gave me the look, says, don't go there. So I left it alone. She came home later that day and said, Dad, I don't know what's the matter. Every time everything's going good, I just love being with you. But as soon as something's going wrong in my life, I just can't come to you. I just can't trust you. And if you'd look in Hebrews 12:7, verse 8, it speaks about God deals with us as with sons. Now, that includes daughters, and I don't want you ladies to be left out because we're talking about a spirit of sonship. Because for a few more decades, a few more years or decades at most, God still lists you under sons of God, sons of God, sons of God. And if you just really feel bent out of shape about that, you'll just get over it because your revenge is coming, because us men will be the bride of Christ, the bride of Christ for all eternity. So it'll balance out in the end run. But it says there God deals with us as sons, and he's including daughters in there. And he who can't receive discipline from a father, verse 8 says, you become as an illegitimate child. That word in Greek is you'll become a bastard. Let's be a little kinder. You become like a spiritual orphan. That if you're not able to receive admonition, if you're not able to receive correction, if you're not able to receive guidance, if people come to you and say to you, no, there's a pattern in your life that I see that really concerns me, that is really not representing the kingdom of God's love. Oh, does that just give you warm fuzzies or do you want to slap them? When someone tries to bring admonition, correction, discipline, if you can't receive discipline, correction, and admonition, look at verse 8. you've become as an illegitimate child.